This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Dr. Scott Howell, Chief Medical Officer of RDX Bioscience, a practicing physician for 30 years in addiction medicine. RDX Bioscience is a single source for care quality, risk evaluation, and opioid expertise powered by a fast, full service laboratory. Dr. Howell, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Good morning. Thank you.
And a good morning to you, and thanks for your time, Dr. Howell. So for starters, tell us, how are the new synthetic opioids? Of course, we hear a lot about fentanyl. How is this different than an opiate like morphine?
Yes, sir. One of the aspects of fentanyl is that it's been around for quite a long time. It's been around since 1968 when it was first approved by the FDA. And when that first indication came out, it was used mostly for pain related to cancer. And the aspects of these synthetic opioids is that the baseline is usually morphine. And with fentanyl, it binds anywhere between 50 to 100 times more to that mu receptor, to that opiate receptor. And so therefore, it's approximately 50 to 100 times more potent or more powerful than morphine. So that you only need small doses of fentanyl to have the same effects as you would with morphine. So it's very powerful, very potent synthetic opiate compared to like our baseline, you know, morphine. And so that then produces the capability of potency and then potential for overdose if used inappropriately.
And certainly some helpful and important information to kick things off today. Continuing on, is fentanyl responsible for overdose deaths? Talk to us about that.
Oh, it's interesting. My first, foray into fentanyl and the uses of it in more of a non-prescription-based kind of mechanism actually was a phone call to me that was kind of like a nondescript phone call asking, my friend is pregnant and taking fentanyl. And I'm like, oh, well, wait a minute. I'm like, you're kidding me. And so I've been around for a long time. And so, you know, usually the people that had fentanyl and fentanyl at that time were in lollipops, but mostly they were in patches. And the way that many people, you know, abused fentanyl in the past would be that they would get a fentanyl patch, you know, open it up, and then start chewing it. And this first person that I kind of encountered into this, you know, fentanyl that was on a very illicit kind of aspect was actually, you know, supposedly a friend of a pregnant woman. And that was the first time that I've ever really been exposed to this fentanyl kind of epidemic. And in 2017, there was over 25,000 deaths just related to fentanyl. And because it's so potent, you need just such a small amount, you know, somewhere in the range of about 2 milligrams to cause an overdose. And so you need very small quantities of this drug. And if it's being put in, you know, and mixed in, you know, it creates this uncertainty. So fentanyl is a very dangerous drug used outside of the, you know, proper limitations with a prescribed setting.
If you would, Dr. Howell, get into what are the other risks associated in these regards?
I think one of the problems that we have with fentanyl is that now it's being imported in from other countries. And with that, you only need a small amount of fentanyl to produce a significant effect that would be equivalent to the amount of heroin that you have to bring in or the amount of, prescription drugs that are out there. And so the risk for fentanyl is that, you know, small quantities can produce lethal doses, and there's just such risk by taking, you know, fentanyl or a powder that you may not know how much fentanyl is in it, that, you know, there's the capability of having overdose. And with 20,000+ overdoses, and these are people that are in the prime of their life, they're young, they're vibrant people that are overdosing, and it's such a loss to society, you know, based on, you know, this very potent drug that has wonderful properties, but used illicitly without any dosing recommendations or amount, it's a very lethal drug.
Certainly some eye-opening information today. We are with Dr. Scott Howell, Chief Medical Officer of RDX Bioscience, a single source for care quality, risk evaluation, and opioid expertise powered by a fast, full-service laboratory here on eHealth Radio's Addiction Prevention and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Tell us also, how does this impact employers? Talk to us about that from that perspective as well.
I think fentanyl is a very kind of narrow, you know, opiate that that is potentially available, you know, now illicitly on the streets. Just like any addiction, whether it's alcohol or prescription drugs, from the employer's perspective, this is taking time away, lost productivity, indirect, direct lost productivity from an employer, based on, you know, the abuse or the dependence of these drugs. And so it's just a major loss of productivity. And I deal with this quite often within the employer community, of people taking off time for work. Their productivity is not as efficient. And so all substance abuse, and fentanyl would probably be, you know, the highest liability, the highest risk, you know, to that, you know, potential overdose and death. And many of these patients, especially with fentanyl, you know, really require, you know, help, you know, from addiction medicine specialists for sure.
And of course, as we focus in on addiction prevention, what does RDX do to help tackle the addiction crisis?
Yes. From our perspective, when people are into, you know, when finally people recognize that there's a problem, and they recognize that there's, you know, that opiate abuse or dependence has controlled their lives, and they get into, you know, a program, being able to test for the synthetic opioids is actually important. Some, you know, organizations may not test for the synthetic opioids, and so that you could be potentially going to rehab and using a very potent drug that doesn't show up on drug screening. And so one of the aspects that we do is we, you know, look at all the synthetics that are available that we know of, and we, you know, test for those synthetics so that it's an extra, you know, advantage in really knowing what's happening within the, you know, that member, that patient, you know, within the rehab setting. And then following them along, you know, over the course of a period of time. And so knowing all the synthetics and knowing, you know, the standard drugs provides more information to the practitioner.
Well, Dr. Howell, it certainly has been great to have had you with us, and a lot of important and eye-opening information shared here today. Can't thank you enough for sharing some of your expertise here with our audience. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share with our listeners in conclusion today?
Yes. You know, this is a very serious, you know, problem within the United States. It, you know, is taking the lives of the youngest, brightest, you know, people, and it's such a major loss of productivity to our society. And, you know, I just wish one day that we could, you know, really and truly, you know, have a, you know, a conclusion to this. And so that, you know, we can have these young, vibrant individuals, you know, be, you know, back into our society and become very productive.
And of course, we certainly appreciate those concluding remarks. Much appreciated. If listeners wanted to be in touch with you or obviously to get more information on RDX Bioscience, where's the best place online to get further details?
Yes, just the website, rdxbioscience.com. And then if anyone has any questions regarding, you know, the epidemic or any, you know, substance abuse or dependence kind of questions related to laboratory, please, we have the avenues of getting into contact with us, you know, through the website.
Well, Dr. Howell, we certainly appreciate your time and what you do in the space as well, and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Scott Howell, Chief Medical Officer of RDX Bioscience, a single source for care quality, risk evaluation, and opioid expertise, powered by a fast, full-service laboratory. And for all the details, visit rdxbioscience.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important for your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.